Well, this week's crop progress report continues to show slow progress as far as planting is concerned, as we are just in the beginning phases of plant 2025. Looking at as far as corn, as of April 13th, 4% of the nation's corn was planted. That's versus 5% average. It came in 2% less than expected by the trade. Soybean planting has drawn ink as 2% of the nation's soybean crop has been planted. That was equal to the 5-year average. Sorghum continues to be a little bit more advanced. 15% of the sorghum crop is now planted, which is equal to the 5-year average. And when we look at it as far as winter wheat is concerned, right now winter wheat heading is at 8%. That's equal to the 5-year average. Winter wheat conditions, though, dropped 1% last week to be 47% good to excellent. That was expected by the trade, but we saw some pretty big dramatic changes in some of the states. Colorado dropped by 6%. We did see Illinois improve by 3%, but Kansas dropped by 8%. Montana was left unchanged. North Carolina dropped by 9%. Oklahoma improved by 2%. And Texas dropped by 3%. Overall, you would have expected a little bit bigger decline as far as the winter wheat was concerned, especially with Kansas dropping as much as it did. Spring wheat planting, 7% is now in the ground. That's equal to the 5-year average and as expected. Barley planting is at 13% complete versus 11 average. And for topsoil moisture, that actually declined 2% to be at 67% surplus to adequate. Subsoil moisture stayed unchanged at 62% surplus to adequate. And as far as North Dakota specific is concerned, 1% of the durum crop has now been planted.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.